I think we really have no choice but to do something big on 84 because 84 is falling apart. It's reached the end of its useful life, and you've got to fix those things or you're putting lives at risk. And I think there's an opportunity because, you know, this city was the victim of two big, big planning mistakes in the last century. One, cut the city right in half, north and south. Created a big wound right through the center of our city, and the other cut us off from our beautiful river. And I hope over the long term we can fix those. And I do think 84 is a chance to begin to do that. And, you know, there are lots of different plans out there. What I think is as important is to put as much of I-84 as possible below grade. That doesn't necessarily mean a tunnel, but it means below grade so you can deck over it and reconnect our neighborhoods, connect Asylum Hill back in, knit our neighborhoods back together. That's the opportunity that we get if there's a real 84 project to be done. But there's obviously big questions about whether there's federal transportation money coming and infrastructure money, whether the state is going to adopt a comprehensive plan. But if and when they do, I'm going to push hard to try to knit our neighborhoods back together when that project gets done.
I've covered the I-84 project for about 3 years, if not more. I've lost count of all the I-84 meetings I've been to. So when it comes to community involvement, the community's got to come out and be involved because they are planning to build I-84. It is going to happen. Because if it doesn't happen, the bridge will collapse. You cannot keep fixing it. It has run out of its useful time. So the question is, does it get lower? Do we put a tunnel in? If Congressman Larson has his way, it'll be underground. It'll cost $50 billion. There is one idea of putting it through the north end. You all need to come to these meetings. You can watch them on my television network. 60 seconds is not enough time to even scratch the surface of what's going to happen with I-84. Some people in this city know where the exits are going to be already, and they've already acquired the land. You all need to wake up to what's going on in your city.
It's okay to dream. It's okay to dream. So I dream that we have a Democratic administration in Washington, and we have a project like 84 and all the other needs, and I attend the inaugural and walk around with the plans for Hartford. And it is going to take a champion for Hartford that believes in Hartford, that dreams for Hartford, to lower 84 and connect our neighborhoods. I could do that.